Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Selena opens up about hitting a mental health rock bottom. Perry Edwards recruits a record-breaker Flo Milli's SZA remix in Tyla's possible K-pop crossover. Ariana Grande gushes about Mariah Carey. Charlie XCX gives advice to her younger self. And the stage at South by Southwest headliner Illenium covers Billboard.
What's good, music lovers? It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News. It's the middle of the week, yet it is as busy as ever. Here's our top story.
It's funny because all the things I was bitching about then, I'm grateful for now. So It's really ironic.
Selena Gomez says she hit rock bottom before grappling with her mental health. South by Southwest is in full swing in Austin, Texas, and Billboard is on site to bring you the news.
It was about our journeys, and we ended up relating a lot to each other, and it was a turning point. And I think it was more like, how can we do that for other people?
Ms. Gomez was with her mother and discussed her vulnerable 2022 documentary, My Mind and Me, at South by Southwest's panel titled Mindfulness Over Perfection, Getting Real on Mental Health.
I think the moment I did that, I felt this insane amount of release because there wasn't any hiding anymore. There wasn't just this image that people could see and think, oh, it looks nice. And it was probably one of the hardest moments of my life.
The 31-year-old filmed the doc over the course of 6 years and touches on her diagnosis with bipolar disorder.
It's helped release a lot of anxiety of keeping it in, just to let people know I'm having a hard day, or I just need a minute.
Gomez recently released her new single, Love On, which debuted at number 56 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I deserve an applause for keeping you up late till I can't see straight, just wait.
And for everything else you need in your brain, here's three things that you might not have heard today.
Perry Edwards announced her first solo single, Forget About Us, is coming soon. Official Charts was at the listening party for said single and five other tracks. They reported that not only did Ed Sheeran co-write Perry's lead single, he wrote another track on the album. Plus, Edwards recruited Ray for a collab fresh off her record-breaking 6 Brit Award wins. We know Ed and Ray can write a song. With Perry's vocals, this is bound to be a deadly combo. Flo Milli already has a hit on her hands with Never Lose Me.
He's speeding a rifle, his hand on my coochie. He's touching a million poochie.
And it's about to get a fire remix because SZA hops on it Friday when Flo's full album, Fine Ho Stay, drops. Never Lose Me has already dominated the TikTok Billboard Top 50. Could this be the key combo to topping the Hot 100? And Tyla released new music too.
Baby, when you want it, fine, you got it.
She gave Blackpink's Lisa a first listen to ART out next Friday. No La Lisa on this track, but Tyla did say there's definitely a collab coming down the line.
I was about to pack things up, but then we just found this out. Here's a breaking story.
It's like the dream come true. If you're gonna have anybody do a remix,
crazy.
It should be the queen of A remixes.
Ariana is a full-blown lamb, and it's gotta sing. Yes, and Ariana Grande released an amazing remix with Mariah Carey to her number one hit, Yes And. She sat down with Zach Sang and talked about working with her idol.
Because she's the queen of my life. The reason I sing.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's my number one vocal inspiration. Obviously. You did it. She's mother. That is mother. That's real mother.
And who wrote the verse?
She did.
What?
I was like, please, if it's not too much to ask, just go. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Fans on Twitter had even debated about how loud Mariah's powerhouse vocals were. But it was Ari's idea.
She did the intro, like all the high whistles in the intro. She did the pre-harmony. She did the hook. She doubled the hook. I was like, Serban, can you please make her vocals louder than anything else in the song? I want to only hear the harmonies. I want to only hear her ad-libs. I want to be in the background as quiet as humanly possible. It's my heaven.
And Ariana even served some Mimi lovable diva vibes in the interview.
Oh, I have lipstick all over my chin. Come in, Michael. But I think that's the most crazy thing. Can we do this while we talk?
Yeah.
It's giving Mimi. It's giving Mariah. Thank you.
Please give us more of these two forever.
And now we are rewinding back to our women in music, so let's go backstage for something you didn't see.
Some advice to my younger self would be to follow your gut instinct on everything that you think is cool, and also don't take anything that seriously and be sarcastic, because I feel like I'm a very sarcastic person and I was always afraid to kind of show it, and now I'm just like, so be yourself, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. Be yourself.
We have a brand new cover star, and he makes me want to dance. It's Illenium.
It was random, just like our teams randomly talked about Antihero. My A&R Ryan was like, hey, what do you think about Antihero? I was like, love that song. He was like, remix? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. They sent me stems. That night, I finished it in like 36 hours, and I sent it to him on like a Monday night, the after. They responded Tuesday night, hey, this is coming out tomorrow. Or like, it was crazy, yeah. I was like, okay, like, do you do whatever you want? I think her fans really enjoyed the remixes, like the remix for sure. And I think I did it because I love Taylor Swift. Like, she was back in high school, one of her songs was like top 25 on my iTunes most played. The first time I played a 500 person venue room was so inspiring. And then I feel like that going all the way up to playing football stadiums has just been like continuously inspiring. And I think I got a little like, you know, two or three years ago, I got a little worn out of like really dance music focused stuff. That's why I wanted to really experiment with the rock dance music blend on my album, which was super fulfilling as like an artist. And now I'm really inspired by more electronic stuff again. There's something so special about like a dance focused anthem. Just like feels so good, and like there's just really good positivity and energy around that type of song that I really miss, you know, and I want to return to.
For the full cover story, check out our YouTube. I love talking news with you guys. Come back tomorrow for a look at our TikTok chart and your biggest stories. This is Billboard News.